Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? I just watched the I got stuff. I'm gonna play it later. Okay. I put this all over Facebook, and I'm hoping that people call in. I just watched the Democratic National Convention, and I was more than disgusted. This was a propaganda show done by the Democrats. It was the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in my life. I mean, let me explain something. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like the Republicans. I never have. I'm not a Republican. I used to be a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat because the Democrats are just as crooked and rotten as the Republicans. And they showed it. They showed it tonight. They showed how they stole an election from Bernie Sanders. And it was on WikiLeaks how they did it. They stole votes. They assassinated his character. And let me tell you something. Bernie people were thrown out of the convention. A lot of them weren't even allowed to vote. This isn't democracy. This is bullshit. Okay? This is bullshit. I want people to call in. I want people to call in. I want people to talk about this. The number 713-955-0492. If you got something to say, you call in. I'm gonna play some stuff about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is not the nice person and the wonderful grandmother and the hardworking Secretary of State and the hardworking senator that Bill Clinton says she is. Okay? Bill Clinton is just as crooked and rotten as she is. I liked Bill Clinton for a long time because I didn't pay attention to politics. I thought he was a great president. And then I found out all the stuff that Bill Clinton did. Set up the security state, you know, took out Bosnia at his wife's, you know, insistence. Bombed people, starved people. And then Hillary Clinton came along. And then all of a sudden she was some great woman because she was the first lady. So she moved to New York. She's not a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. She's not a New Yorker. She moved to New York, and she took a Senate seat because she's Hillary Clinton. And people, name recognition goes a long way because people are stupid. They'll vote for, it's Hillary Clinton. And she's a Democrat. I'm going to vote for her. Well, you know what? She was a lousy senator. And then she turned around and she was a lousy Secretary of State. And this is just the way it is. And she's a lousy person. And then the Democrats made it look like she was such a wonderful person. They had songs about her and everybody was clapping. Meanwhile, the Bernie Sanders people got thrown out because they were causing a ruckus, because Bernie Sanders actually should have been the nominee. Hillary Clinton is going to lose. She's going to lose because people will not vote for her. They just won't vote for her. She's a warmonger. She's a neocon. She's friends with Henry Kissinger. She's friends with Madeleine Albright. She's friends with Kagan and all these other warmongering people. She's not the grandmother that they portrayed her at. at the DNC. The DNC was like one of the most sickening things I have ever seen in my life. I'm going to play you a little clip from Facebook, and this is what a 63-year-old lady had to say about Hillary Clinton. Okay? This is a Real News Network.
Welcome to the Real News Network. I'm Paul Jay, and we're in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. A video went viral on YouTube and on the internet today. More than 3.5 million views. Portia Bulger, coming out of a meeting with Bernie Sanders and his delegates, was furious, and here's a clip of what she had to say.
Trump better?
I don't give a fuck about Trump, okay? Trump is dangerous to this country, and so is Hillary Clinton. What's she going to do for me? What's she going to do for my children? What is she going to do for my children? Yeah. Is she going to crack the hell out of me? Is she going to put more soldiers on the ground?
I love this woman. She's a delegate.
Do you believe one damn word a woman like her says? How can America believe it when yesterday she proved to us that when you're a corrupt person, she's going to promote you? What did she do with Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Exactly.
She promoted her. So what does that say about the Democratic Party? We need a clean house.
Portia Bulger is a Sanders delegate, a large delegate from Ohio. As you heard, she's not very happy with the way this convention is turning out, where this whole primary has turned out. And in fact, she joins us right here in the studio to talk about it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
So, who were you angry at?
I was angry at the system. I was angry at the Democratic bosses. Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned under severe pressure. The Donna Brazils, I wrote this person's name down so I wouldn't forget. Louis Miranda, Brad Marshall. I'm very angry with these people because they have stolen my democracy. They have gutted my party. I've been a Democrat for many years. I've got a lot of skin in this game. I have my blood and my sweat and my tears. And they are stealing my party. I don't know if you're a Democrat, but every Democrat out there, they are stealing our party. We have got to save the Democratic Party.
Now, they would argue they won the primaries. They didn't need superdelegates to win. They won more votes. So how are they stealing?
Have you read WikiLeaks? We knew all along what was going on, the long lines, the voter suppression, how many hundreds of thousands of people's affiliation with the party slipped from Democrat to Republican, all the craziness over the cross over ballots in California, how many voting polls places were shut down in Puerto Rico, in Arizona. I'll never forget watching the elderly people collapse in the heat after having to stand in such long lines to actually exercise one of the most sacred rights any person can have, is the right to vote. So we knew, and I know they knew too. And so the Donna Brazil.
WikiLeaks has made it pretty clear how deliberate all this,
yes,
much of this was.
And it ain't a Russian plot, Paul.
Well, the only possible Russian plot was hacking and revealing, not the doing. So.
Well, actually, the man doesn't even really live in Russia, does he?
I don't think so.
So I can't recall where, it's a country close there, but so this is Karl Rove talk. This is Republican talk. When you go after a person's religion to try to demonize them, to try to harm their reputation.
Which came out in the WikiLeaks that this was one of the plans.
Yes. So it's wrong. And it's destroying my democracy. It's destroying your democracy. It's destroying the party that I want to save.
And why is Clinton so unacceptable to you?
Because she's not honest. I can't I've been very active in politics since I was 19 years old. That's when they changed the vote to 18. And at the age of 19, I was out walking and knocking on doors and making phone calls and helping people raise money in my local community as city council and the mayoral races. And guess what? I was a young Republican. I was an Eisenhower Republican because Dwight D. Eisenhower, first of all, he supported the Equal Rights Amendment, which we've been fighting for 100 years, by the way. He was pro-union. He was an environmentalist president. And after having served in war and saw the horror of it, he didn't want to take this country to war anymore. So fast forwarding, when Ronald Reagan became, when Ronald Reagan came after the air traffic controllers, I realized that the Republican Party left me. As a union carpenter working on job sites, people were very upset with me that I was a Republican. But it's about values. It's about issues. And so I became a Democrat because the Republicans came after something near and dear to my heart.
And you were, before that video that went viral, you were in that meeting with Bernie Sanders. What did he say to the delegates?
He talked about, he reminded us, he underscored the amazing accomplishments that the revolution has brought forth in this country. He reminded us this is about us. And I think that's extremely important that we all understand this revolution is about us. Bernie has helped us.
Okay. That was a lady, Portia Bolger, speaking to Paul Jay. And they gave the rant that she said. And this lady is 63 years old. And, you know, the rant that she made was so effective that it reached 3.5 million people. 3.5 million people. I got a caller on the line here. Caller, are you still
yes.
on the line?
Yes. Thank you very much.
And what's your name?
Mazda.
What is it?
Mazda, M-A-Z-D-A, Mazda.
Mazda, okay.
Yes,
and what do you have to say about all this?
Okay, is it true that no American flag was present at Democratic Convention?
Is it true? Could you repeat that?
Is it true that no American flag's presence at Democratic Convention today?
Let me tell you something about what country are you from? You from the United States?
No. I mean, we have the photos of everything here right now. And is that true that the Palestinian flag was raised in the Democratic Convention too? We have the photos. Is that true or false?
It's true. And, you know, so what country are you from?
I am American.
You're American? And
yes.
Are you a Democrat?
I mean, that's not the question right now. I mean, I just ask you one. The second one you said, yes, it's true. That Palestinian flag was raised in Democratic Convention. And we have the photos as Christine Gilbrandt, the senator from New York. We don't see any American flags. Is that true or false? That's all. Is it yes or no question?
Could Christian Gilbrandt have American flags behind her? No, I don't think so. I saw her. I saw her speech. Well, what's the difference? I mean, you know, the Democratic Convention was rigged. The primary system was rigged, and Bernie Sanders, they purged voters from the voting rolls. I mean, they did all these things. And are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton?
You know, Bernie Sanders, I mean, just, I don't know what happened with him. I think he lost his mind or something, because he got a lot of votes also. But, you know, I don't understand everything that happened today. I don't understand it like you.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, I don't know how he could endorse Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton is so different from Bernie Sanders. And I can't understand. He said, Bernie Sanders said he would endorse a Democratic candidate when he got on the Democratic ticket. And Bernie Sanders is true to his word. Now, even though they stole the election, even though he really should have been nominated, even though he could beat Donald Trump a lot easier than Hillary Clinton, he endorsed Hillary Clinton because he said he would. And he is a man of principle. But the deal is, you know, you don't have to vote for Hillary Clinton, and you don't have to vote for Donald Trump. There's other people that you can vote for. You can vote for Jill Stein. You know about Jill Stein?
Is that the Green Party?
Yeah, the Green Party. Jill Stein represents everything Bernie Sanders represents, except she's a little bit better, because she realizes that 54% of the budget of the United States goes to the military-industrial complex. 54% of the American budget is used for military purposes. And could you imagine what we could do if I'm a retired military guy. You know, I retired from the Army. But I retired in 1994. And my outlook has changed 180 degrees because the United States is involved in so much crap. They overthrew the government in Honduras. Hillary Clinton was behind that. They bombed the crap out of Libya. Hillary Clinton was behind that. You know, they gave arms to all these radicals in the Middle East. And they formed ISIS. If you ever see pictures of ISIS, they're driving around in Humvees and using American M16s. How did they get all those weapons? Now, this whole world is like upside down. Now, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I do. You know.
But I ask you a question, my friend. Why there was no any American flag in the convention today? Can anybody answer it, please?
I saw American flags. I saw American flags behind Bill Clinton when he was speaking. There were American.
I mean, National Convention, there were flags all over the Republic National Conventions. But there was no American, I mean, maybe one or two, as you mentioned, but they need to put more American flag tomorrow.
The Democrats don't represent America anymore. The Democrats are just as twisted up as the Republicans are. Big corporations run the Democratic Party. You know, big money donors run the Democratic Party. People like Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein and Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party, they all get neglected. They don't get to go to the debates. This is not a democracy. The American flag is nothing to be proud of anymore because we don't live in a democracy. And the sooner people understand that, the sooner people might do something about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, I understand you very clear, but, you know, I don't understand a lot of supporters of Bernie Sanders there. I think they left at one point. Is that true? A lot of the supporters of Bernie Sanders, they left the convention. And
yes, they did.
The place.
They
is that
walked
true?
Out.
Can you please elaborate on that, please, for your listeners?
Okay, half of the delegates for Bernie Sanders weren't allowed into the where the delegates were. So most of them walked out. They walked out because they knew that the election was rigged. They knew that Bernie Sanders should have won. They knew that Hillary Clinton stole the election, and they walked out. And I've got clips in this that I'm going to play on the show tonight about how they walked out. And
so you were there inside the convention, I presume, right?
No, I wasn't. I watched it on television, and I have a lot of YouTube videos from it, and I'm going to play them on the air tonight. So,
can you please play some for your listeners, please?
I
and
will.
Let's see if more people can call in and give their views, please.
Okay, thank you for calling. And if you want to call back, call back. And I'm going to play some of those videos now for you. All right?
Okay. I appreciate you.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to play some videos from Facebook. And here's some of the things that no visible American flags present at the Democratic Convention. Okay, that's true. And, the caller was right. And there was no... wasn't many American flags. Okay, now we're talking about the real Hillary Clinton here. Okay, let's talk about the real Hillary Clinton and some of the things that she did. Okay, I'm gonna play a clip when she was in when she went to Libya after they bombed the crap out of Libya at her insistence and. Muammar Gaddafi, who was working with the United States trying to get rid of al-Qaeda and renounced nuclear weapons and chemical weapons. And Libya had the highest standard of living in Africa. And but they had oil, and they have good oil. It's only 5% of the world's reserves, but it's good oil. I mean, it comes out almost pure. It hardly needs to be refined. And he... Muammar Gaddafi wasn't a really nice guy, but he wasn't a nice guy because he didn't like the United States. He didn't like the interference of the United States in other countries, so we demonized him. Meanwhile, people in Libya, when they got married, they got $50,000 in a house. And if you passed all your tests and everything, you got to go to college anywhere in the world, and the Libyan government paid for it. Okay, these are the things that Muammar Gaddafi did. Hillary Clinton is a neocon. Hillary Clinton is not a good person. This is what she said when she learned that Muammar Gaddafi had been killed. Listen to this.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed videos.
We came, we saw, he died.
He didn't have anything to do with your visit.
No, I'm sure it did.
Now, listen to that. We came, we saw, he died. What a great lady.
Can you repeat that, please? Can you repeat that again for your listeners, please? Because
yes.
It was so cool.
I'll go back to it. Hold on.
Thank you, sir.
Let me go back to it.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed
yes. We came, we saw, he died.
He didn't have anything to do with your visit.
Did you hear that?
I believe yes, most of it yes. It was loud and clear this time.
I mean, you know, this is a woman they portray as a wonderful grandmother, and as a wonderful woman, she's not a wonderful woman. She's a liar. I'm gonna play something from Jill Stein, okay? Jill Stein. She says, what we fear from Donald Trump, we already have seen from Hillary Clinton. This is what Jill Stein had to say.
And Jill Stein, what do you say to those, for instance, who criticize third-party efforts as spoiler efforts throughout the history of the country, Ross Perot running in the early 90s with the result that Bill Clinton was able to defeat the Republican candidate, and then, of course, Ralph Nader in the 2000 race, blamed by some, although others disagreed that that was the result, for resulting in George Bush being elected in 2000?
So let me say, first off, this is a problem that could be fixed with the stroke of a pen. This electoral system that tells you to vote against what you're afraid of and not for what you believe. And, you know, what we've seen over the years, this strategy has a track record. This politics of fear has actually delivered everything we were afraid of. All the reasons you were told you had to vote for the lesser evil because you didn't want the massive Wall Street bailouts, the offshoring of our jobs, the meltdown of the climate, the endless expanding wars, the attack on immigrants, all that we've gotten by the droves because we allowed ourselves to be silenced. You know, silence is not what democracy needs. Right now we have an election where even the supporters of Hillary Clinton, the majority don't support Hillary. They just oppose Donald Trump. And the majority of Donald Trump supporters don't support him. They just oppose Hillary. And the majority are clamoring for another independent or several independent candidates and an independent party and feel that they are being terribly misserved and mistreated by the current politics. So to further silence our voices is exactly the wrong thing to do. And I'll just point out, Donald Trump himself is lifted up by a movement which is very much the product of the Clinton's policies. The lesser evil very much makes inevitable the greater evil, because people don't come out to vote for a politician that's throwing them under the bus. And so we see houses of the houses of Congress. We have also seen state house after state house flipping from red to blue over the years as the Democratic Party has become a lesser evil party. And Donald Trump is buoyed up by the policies passed by Bill Clinton, supported by Hillary, that is deregulation of Wall Street, which led to the disappearance of 9 million jobs, 5 million people thrown out of their homes, and by NAFTA, which exported those jobs. That's exactly the economic oppression and stress that has led to this right-wing extremism. So you can't get where you want to go through the lesser evil. At the end of the day, you've got to stand up. But we could fix this right now simply by passing ranked choice voting, which takes the fear out of voting. If you can't put your values into your vote, we don't have a democracy. Ranked choice voting says you can rank your first choice first, and if your first choice doesn't make it, is eliminated and loses, your vote is automatically reassigned to your second choice. This is used in cities across the country. My campaign actually proposed this in the Massachusetts legislature through a progressive Democratic representative back in 2002 in the first race that I ran. I was running for governor. We proposed that bill, filed it, so that there would be no splitting of the vote. The Democrats refused to let it out of committee. And that tells you something very important. They rely on fear. They don't want you to vote your values. They need to use the scary tactic of, oh, the other guy is worse. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, they are not on your side. They need you to be afraid of them because they are not for you. That alone speaks volumes about how far we are going to get. In this race, I'll just conclude saying this is a unique moment now. We've never been here in history before. What we are facing, you know, is not just a question of what kind of world we want to be, but whether we will be a world at all. The way the nuclear arms race has been reengaged, the way Hillary Clinton wants to create an air war over Syria through a no-fly zone against another nuclear armed power that is Russia. The climate crisis, where the day of reckoning is coming closer and closer all the time. We can't keep using this failed policy of silencing ourselves with this politics of fear. It's time to forget the lesser evil, stand up and fight for the greater good, like our lives depend on it, because they do.
And to those Sanders supporters who've started saying, if it's Hill, it's Jill. And this is going back to the point of what would you say to Sanders supporters worried about Trump?
Yes, exactly. I'd say putting another Clinton in the White House is only going to make that right-wing extremism greater. We will see more of these neoliberal policies like Wall Street deregulation, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which Hillary has always supported. She's changed her tune a little bit, but Hillary's walked the walk. Look at the walk and not the talk. And in fact, you know, Trump says very scary things, deporting immigrants, massive militarism, and you know, ignoring the climate. Well, Hillary, unfortunately, has a track record for doing all of those things. Hillary has supported the deportations of immigrants, opposed the refugees, women and children coming from Honduras, whose refugee crisis she was very much responsible for by giving a thumbs up to this corporate coup in Honduras that has created the violence from which those refugees are fleeing. She basically said, no, bar the gates, send them back. You know, so we see these draconian things that Donald Trump is talking about, we actually see Hillary Clinton doing. And it's not only the militarism that Trump talks about, it's Hillary's massive record of militarism, the rush into Libya, which was really, you know, she was the prime mover behind that campaign, which the military advisors were largely against, her approval for the war in Iraq and so on, you know, her threat to bomb Iran, and, you know, she, and her demonization of Russia and China and the pivot against China. We are rushing towards war with Hillary Clinton, who has a track record. And on climate, you know, Trump talks terrible on climate, although in Ireland, I believe it is, he does believe in climate change. He's trying to build a wall to protect one of his luxury golf courses in Ireland because he's worried about sea level rise from climate change, according to the papers that he's filed for that permit. And on climate, Hillary Clinton established an office to promote fracking around the world while Secretary of State. So the terrible things that we expect from Donald Trump, we've actually already seen from Hillary Clinton. So I'd say don't be a victim of this propaganda campaign, which is being waged by people who exercise selective amnesia. They're very quick to tell you about the terrible things that the Republicans did, but they're very quick to forget the equally terrible things that have happened under a Democratic White House with two Democratic houses of Congress. It's time to forget the lesser evil, stand up and fight for the greater good. We are the ones we've been waiting for. Neither party of the evils will do it for us.
We just have 30 seconds, but your unsolicited advice, unsolicited by Bernie Sanders, for what he should demand when he meets with President Obama today, and then your advice to him when he comes outside.
You know, I don't think President Obama is going to change his tune because of something that Bernie Sanders says to him. I think what's really important, you know, in the words of Frederick Douglass, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has and it never will. This is why third parties are effective, whether they're in power or whether they are simply pushing. Otherwise, there is no counterweight of the power of corporations, which have basically taken over the two major corporate political parties.
Okay, that was Jill Stein, and what Jill Stein says is completely correct. Hillary Clinton has managed to she's managed to alienate just about everybody in the United States. She was behind that coup in Honduras. Thousands of people died, and that was a corporate coup. She's a corporate person. She's behind all the corporations. The corporations support her. She's a corporate candidate. And in the words of Mussolini, you know, fascism is nothing but a deal between corporations and government. It's the merging of corporations and government. So, yes, Hillary Clinton is a fascist. You know, she's a fascist. And I don't like fascists, and I don't like Hillary Clinton. I will not vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't care if Donald Trump becomes president. I will not vote for Hillary Clinton. That's just the way it is. I got a song here. You know, a lot of people don't like. I got another caller here. Okay, and let's see what they have to say. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Can you please give us your name?
My name is. I'm Tim Gatto. This show is called Tim Gatto, Unedited and Uncut. And what's your name?
No, this is my. I'm talking to you already. We are waiting for the other person.
Okay, well, let me go to the other person and see what they have to say. Chloe, you're on the air. Let me try this one. I don't know what's going on here. Chloe, you're on the air. Hello? Are you still there? 510 area code, you're on the air. Caller, are you there? Okay, I got another caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Are you there? Caller, you're on the air. It's 510 area code. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. I was wondering if my system was working or not. So, what's your take on all of this? Have you been listening? I really can't understand what you're saying.
I'm just listening.
You're just listening? You don't have anything to say? Okay. Well, that's good. Usually when people call in, they have something to say. I guess you don't. All right.
I just came to check out what you was talking about. I just turned it on, so I'm trying to hear what you're speaking on.
Okay, and what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, Hillary Clinton. Oh, okay. man, I don't think too much of Hillary.
Like how the hell did she become the Democratic nominee? I mean, we got Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean, what happened to democracy? You know, I don't understand how we get two people like that running for president.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and you got something to say, say it. If you don't, that's okay too. You can listen in.
I will do.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, so I was a caller. He just was listening, but you know, I got some more clips that I want to play here, and There's a lot of stuff that needs to be said. This is about Sanders delegates walking out. Okay.
Everybody's out here to voice our unity, that we will not stand for our democracy being stolen from us. We will not stand for our voices being stolen from us.
We're fed up with corrupt, rigged systems. We're not going to take it. We're not going to reward it. And we won't go along with it. no matter who asks us to. We love Bernie, but in the words of Vegan Meatloaf, we won't do that.
Okay, that was, let me stop this here. That was the protest at the Democratic convention. That was from the Washington Post. And so, you know, it's not just me. You know, it's not just me that's saying this. It's the whole country. And if Hillary Clinton thinks that she is going to get votes from Bernie supporters, she's crazy. I mean, there's other people out there. There's Jill Stein. Jill Stein is like the most intelligent person running for office right now. And if you believe everything that the Democrats say, you're being brainwashed. You're being completely brainwashed because this system is rigged. This system is not fair. Here's a Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Okay, that was just part of it. That was part of the Democratic convention. People waving signs saying the WikiLeaks emails proved that they stole the election. And they did. And the WikiLeaks proved it. You know, and meanwhile, everybody is waving their hands for Hillary Clinton. I mean, Hillary Clinton is probably the most corrupt candidate that's ever run for office, because she's a war hawk, she's a corporatist, and whatever Bernie Sanders says about the platform that he helped to liberalize, the platform that he tried to make progressive, it's really a nice thing. But you know what? Nobody is going to listen to that platform. That platform is going to get ripped up the minute Hillary Clinton becomes president. And what you're going to get from Hillary Clinton is more war, more bellicose words to other leaders. She's going to antagonize Russia. She's going to antagonize Iran. She's going to antagonize China. She's a bully. She's a nasty person, and she has no sympathy for anybody except maybe her family. As far as we're concerned, you know, as far as us, she doesn't care about us. If you want to call in, the number 713-955-0942. At 713-955-0942, and I'll take your calls. And I got more, you know. And I got a song here. Like, a lot of people might not like rap music, but I want to play you my theme song. And it's rap, but it's good. It really is. And this is by a band called Molotov. And I want you to listen to this. Thank you.
swallowing these hollow incantations of exploitation. They keep advocating, building on false foundations, based on sweatshop nations. I say don't wear it down, tear it down, take the wealth, share it round. Without workers, you see there be no societies to be found. The rich keep thieving, but they have us believing that it's fair that the lion's share go to those who have no need for it. Babies are starving while they're calling brand names in their back, and you wonder why I say China in attack. Hell yeah, I'm a socialist. You notice by the way my words flow, this ain't no joke, and every word that I've spoken to show this. Capitalism is a prison of greed. Fuck what they want, I'm interested in what the whole world needs.
With a laugh, with a grin, with a noise in your hand, with a voice when the pulse ain't no fucking more. This is the sound of it all coming down, of it all coming down. With a laugh, with a grin, with a noise in your hand, with a voice when the pulse ain't no fucking more. This is the sound of it all coming down, of it all coming down.
Yeah, they say, just start as you mean to go on. Well, I don't mean to go on, but until this war's won, there's no justice in the USA, Iraq, or Australia, in China, or Cuba, or Venezuela. Are you leftist or rightist, the blackest, the whitest, the writer or fighter, CIA or Al-Qaeda, capitalist, socialist, feminist, pacifist, more hardcore than a fistful anarchist. Out in the street, bringing heat with their molotovs, till they send their dogs along to knock our blocks off. Active resistance or for violent assistance. Well, either way, kids, I don't think they're listening. Tied up the any in the cities and the shanties. Show the balance of power, ain't with the few, it's with the many. Black, brown, white, united is the key to. There ain't no power like the power of the people.
Okay, that was Molotov, and that was In the Red, they call it song. And, I'm a socialist. You know, I admit it. I'm not a communist, I'm a socialist. And I became a socialist maybe 5 years ago, and I'm still a socialist. And Bernie Sanders is a socialist. I'm the kind of socialist that Bernie Sanders is. You know, so, that's just the way it is. You know, but what we got in America right now is just like Jill Stein said. We got two parties, and we got the lesser of two evils. And, we got the lesser of two evils, and this is what we get to vote for. Who do we dislike more? Do we dislike Hillary Clinton, or do we dislike Bernie Sanders? I mean, who do we hate more? You know. That's what the whole deal is, and I just lost my. Okay, here we go. So if anybody wants to call in, I just checked the chat room. Somebody said take my call because they want to go to sleep. I know, I'll take their call. I didn't see it. I'm sorry, or I didn't hit the right button. But the call-in number is 713-955-0492. If you're not asleep, try it again. I'll talk to you. And we need to take this podcast and we need to disseminate it because Hillary Clinton is like the worst thing that could happen to the United States. If you want more war, you want more military spending, you want more boots on the ground, you want more interference in other countries' affairs, if you want somebody that's going to be belligerent and threaten people, if you want somebody that's going to work for the corporations, if you want somebody that's going to work to enrich herself, then vote for Hillary Clinton, you know, because she is the one that's going to do that. And that's all there is to it. And it's a shame. I have more stuff that I could put on. But, you know, if you go to Facebook, you're going to see how mad people are about Hillary Clinton. And the thing is you got two other people that are running for president from two other parties. You got the Green Party and you got the Libertarian Party. Now, I don't really, the Libertarians, they're a little bit wacko when it comes to fiscal stuff. You know, they want to take everything away from everybody. But, the foreign policy is great, you know, and Gary Johnson is, I heard that he was a great governor and he was really popular. And right now he's running like 12-13% of people that say they're going to vote for him. If he reaches 15%, then he gets to participate in the presidential debates. Really, Jill Stein should be able to participate in the presidential debates. Gary Johnson should be able to participate in the Democrat in the presidential debates. They're running for president too. You know, the Libertarians have ballot access in all 50 states. The Green Party is going to have ballot access in most of the states. Why can't they have their candidates debate with the Democrats and Republicans? Because the Democrats and Republicans don't want them there. That's just the truth. This is not a democracy. This is a plutocracy. This is an oligarchy. This is what corporations do. And then if you watch the news, they try to scare the shit out of you. They try to scare you about who's the worst, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And then the Democratic Convention was sickening. They had all these movie stars up there singing songs about, you know, how we should be together and work together. And you know what? They're not going to get shit out of the Democrats because the Democrats, they're beholden to the corporations. And that's just the way it is. And Hillary Clinton is a corporate whore. That's what she is. I don't care how much you like Bill Clinton. I don't care how much you think Clinton's going to change things. She's not going to change anything. Barack Obama was a big disappointment. Barack Obama is a liar. Barack Obama was a cheat. Barack Obama, he promised hope and change, and we got nothing from him. We got nothing but more corporate control over the mass media, more corporate control over the military-industrial complex. We got more spying on the American people. We got most of our Bill of Rights has been trashed. You know, we're living in a security state. You know, Chris Hedges and a couple other people filed a lawsuit about the NDAA. Because part of the NDAA, I think it was Section 1020, said that if you are considered a terrorist or you sympathize with terrorists, that the military can pick you up and hold you indefinitely until the end of the war on terror. That's still in effect. You know, so if you are deemed a terrorist, and a lot of these people in the environmental movement are considered terrorists, if you're considered a terrorist, the army can come and get you and put you in a black hole somewhere and not release you until the end of the war on terror, which is never going to end, because this war on terror is what makes the military-industrial complex run. And the military-industrial complex, as Rob Kroll said when I had him on the show this afternoon, said that they have operations going on in all 50 states. So all these politicians are beholden to the military-industrial complex. That's why they won't say anything about 54% of our budget being used for the military. We do not need an empire. We should not be an empire, but we are an empire. We have bases. We have almost 1,000 bases outside of the United States. We have the Africa Command. We have the Southern Command. We have all these different commands that are all over the world. And, you know, it's no wonder that other nations are afraid of us. And they have a good reason to be afraid of us. And this has got to stop. All of this has got to stop. We need to stop Hillary Clinton. We need to stop Donald Trump. We need to stop these people that are ruining this country. This country is not a democracy, okay? Get it through your heads. It's not a democracy. It never has been a democracy. There is no direct vote. The direct vote, if Gary Johnson and Jill Stein got in the race, and let's say they pulled 30% each or 20% each, and Donald Trump only pulled 20% and Hillary Clinton only pulled 20%, and nobody had a plurality, nobody had a majority, you know what happens? It goes to Congress, and Congress is run by Republicans, and then they pick a president, and they probably pick somebody like Paul Ryan. Okay, so you don't have a democracy. You think you have a democracy, but you don't have a democracy. This is not a democracy. Hillary Clinton proved that this is not a democracy. This is an oligarchy. You know, I'm tired of Bushes. I'm tired of Clintons. I'm tired of all these people that are saying that they're going to save the middle class. They're going to save the infrastructure. They are not going to do anything. All they're going to do is make their people rich. You know, the people who support them, the people who give them millions of dollars, they're not going to overturn Citizens United. They're not going to stop the TPP. They're not even going to stop the Keystone Pipeline. This is all a bunch of crap. If you believe it, go ahead and believe it. But the Democrats are just as crooked as the Republicans. And people really need to get this through their heads. People need to react. People need to get on the phone. People need to walk the talk. You know, get off your ass and vote for Jill Stein. Get off your ass and vote for Gary Johnson. Get off your ass and turn your back on these two corporate fascist parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, because they're no good. They are no good, and I'm here to tell you they are no good. And I'm sure that they hate my guts, because you know what? I hate their guts too. Okay, that's it for me. I'll leave you back with this song.
They keep advocating, building on false foundations, faith, blood, and sweat, shout nations. I say don't wear it down, tear it down, take the wealth, share it round. Without work, cause you see there be no societies to be found. The rich keep thieving, but they'd have us believing that it's fair. That the lion's share go to those who have no need for it. Babies are starving while they're calling brand names in their back. And you wonder why I say China attack. Hell yeah, I'm a socialist. You notice by the way my words flow. This ain't no joke, and every word that I've spoken to show this. Capitalism is a prison of greed. Fuck what they want, I'm interested in what the whole world needs.
With an anthem, with a rhythm, with a noise in your hand, with a voice when the pulse ain't no fucking more. This is the sound of it all coming down, of it all coming down. With a left, with a